Okay, so today's date is November 7th, 2022. So my daughter Eliana just had her first baby. It was a baby boy last Tuesday evening. And so that's what brought us to our topic this evening. It is a bechor. So we plan, hopefully, you know, after a month to have a Mitzvah Pidgin Ben. So I wanted to, the sources for tonight was from YU Torah. I heard a share from Rav Bednarsh, and also the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, has a piece that I looked at also. So most of the share came from those two sources. So Rav Asher Weiss starts his article off with a machlokas between the between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch in terms of how many sources for the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, and I try to color code it for you, and he points out that the Rambam brings down two sources for the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, while the Sefer HaChinuch only brings down one.
Why is that important?
Why would that be important? Right. So what would be? So I want to say, once you hear that there's two makoros for it, usually a mitzvah will have one makor. So if you already start, if the Rambam's bringing down two makorot, what is that already saying that maybe the Rambam feels the nature of the mitzvah might have two aspects to it? Might not only have one aspect. While the Sefer HaChinuch might look at the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen and look at it in a certain singular light, the Rambam might say there's really two things going on. If I had to ask you what were those two things, I mean, jumping a little bit, but if I had to ask you what would be the two, when you're thinking about the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, what might be two things going on? I don't know if I'm phrasing the question the right way. One is, I mean, from the name, what is the name? It says Pidgin HaBen, so there's some Pidyon, maybe in Hafkos Kedusha, going on, you know, with the baby. But there's also, we know about, there's an Asina of Chamesh Slime. There's something more, you know, more monetary chov going on. I think they even talk about, I didn't bring it down, but I think the father even has, after a month, has his Meshubadim. I think if he Meshubad, I think his chov to the Shevet Kahuna. And if he made a sale, and I think some, you know, Cohen can actually come and, you know, claim that I had first dibs on the father's money, and not you. And I. Oh, it just. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So there's some, but at least one shita that, you know, that's like that. Okay, great. So you can. So look.
Mitzvah is a haval kshtar or haval pe.
It's a ksubaka kshtar dam.
If it's a kshtar, then it's you're taking from the shubadim.
Right.
If it's kalpeh, then you can't.
Right. That's right. Okay. But then that might be the two aspects, and that's the chakira that we're going to talk about tonight. Do you look at Pidgin HaBen, really the whole mitzvah is for the av to give chamesh, you know, shkolim to the kohen, and it's basically, you know, the chov, and that's you know, and then you'll have to explain, well, what is Pidgin HaBen? Pidgin HaBen meant, the word is more tamei mitzvos, so it's more, you know, Hashem wants you to think back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem wants you to you know, look towards your son, like before you're firstborn, and appreciate, you know, what he did for us. And the like, and therefore, you know, there's some symbolic pidyon going on. Or do we say no? There really is some sort of kedusha that the bechor has, that the kohen has to be involved within this process, and the kohen has to be mafkia, or the avas. Someone has to be mafkia the kedusha from the baby. Or both. So I'm saying the Rambam, who brings down two sources, will hold that there are two aspects to the mitzvah. While the, and this is, and Rav Weiss's, his what he was proposing. While the Sefer HaChinuch might hold, according to those opinions, again, we're going to bring seven nafkaminas, according to those opinions that might push us in the direction that really it's just a chov mamon, like manas kahuna, you know, no kedusha here at all involved. So, yeah.
No, we'll go on. We say this kedusha, if you're not mafkia the kedusha, There should be some consequences
for the car. So that's what excellent. So we're going to see that. So the good part of saying that there's a pigeon going on is because that's the name of the mitzvah, pigeon aben. The problem of saying there's a pigeon going on is that what Yossi is saying, there is no halachic manifestation of the kid having kedusha. A kid, you're treating him as, you know, Shevet Kahuna and the property of the Kohen, and you're buying him back from the Kohen. But that's not true. You can't just drop him off at the Kohen's doorstep and walk. Hishtamshus, we'll see, you know, because you're allowed to, you know, use your baby, or if he was a gadol who hasn't been had a pidyon yet, a bechor, he can still get you a cup of water. There's no issa me'ila by using this kohen bechor who didn't have a pidyon haben. So that's the problem of saying there is a pidyon. So let's go through those things. Great. So at the beginning we'll talk about I color coded it. So I just wanted that we're going to get back to source one and read it inside, but just point out that the Rambam, as I said, had two sources. One I coded in green, Bechor Banecha Titein Li from Mishpatim, and what I coded in yellow from Korach, Ach Padot Tifteh et Bechor. And then I just quoted in sources 2 and 3, those Makaros, Bechor Banecha Titen Li, and Ach Padot Tifteh et Bechor Adam. And in source 4, I bring down the Sefer Achinuch, Liftos Bechor Adam, Klomar, Shemitzvah Kol Ish Meisrael, Sheyifteh Min HaKohen Beno, Shu Bechor Li'imo HaYisraelit, Shenemar, Ach Padot Tifteh et Bechor Adam. So while the Rambam brought down two sources, the green and the yellow, the Sefer Chinuch only brought down the pasuk from Korach and not the pasuk from Mishpatim. Okay.
אם לא היה רמב"ם, אולי הרמב"ם, ויש את הפסוקים האלה, הייתי אומר שיש פה כאילו התפתחות בפסוקים. התורה אומרת שבעצם הבכור צריך להיות לקדוש ברוך הוא.
Right.
ואם היה נשאר ספר שמות, היה נשמע משהו חס וחלילה שצריך לתת את הבן באיזושהי צורה לקדוש ברוך הוא. בספר במדבר הוא אומר איך נותנים בן לקדוש ברוך הוא, הרי זה לא יהיה.
Right.
אז עושים פדיון.
Right.
והרמב"ם, אני חושב, הולך בצד הזה גם כן. הוא אומרו את הלב, בכור בניך תיתן לי.
Right. Right. I agree. I would have thought that the mitzvah is to give the to be podei your son. How are you podei your son with the chamesh shla'im? So I mean, we can already read where Rav Asher Weiss wanted to say, he pointed the mitzvah, besides pointing out to the two makorot that the Rambam brings down, he wanted to say the Rambam used two verbs. Mitzvah hashmonim hi, the 80th mitzvah is, shetzivano lifdot b'chor adam, v'shenasan adam v'mahem l'kohen. Again, it's not mukhrach, but he wanted to say maybe the two verbs and the two makorot might speak to, at least there is a, it's not just, according to the Rambam, a chov that you have to pay the Kohen, but there's actually an actual pidyon going on. Okay, so then source 5, we wanted to say that this was the problem that Yossi brought up, that there's no manifestation of the kedusha of the bechor that you have to be podeh, because it says in source 5, Dvarim Perak Tedvav, Kol HaBechor Sheyivaleh Bivkarcha Uvitzoncha Hazachah Takdish LaHashem Elokecha Lo Tava Bivchor Shorecha. So a bechor of a behema tahora does, from the moment it's born, it has kedusha and it has manifestations of that kedusha. You can't Lo Tavod. There's an Isser Stamshus with a bechor behema tahora, and that's why actually any Jewish cattle owner would try to become a shitfus with a non-Jew, because then the kedushas bechor can't be tofes on the animal, because we don't want kaddish animals walking around, and if that happened nowadays, you would have to let it just out to graze. You wouldn't be able to work that animal till it got a mum.
The difference between taktish and vetitain.
לא תעבוד בכל שורה ולא תגוז בכל צונך. And where's taktish? Oh, taktish l'Hashem l'kecha for an animal. Where we're talking about?
Taktish, there's tusha, and therefore there's isur melacha.
Right, right, right.
There's titain.
Bechor banecha titain was titain. Right, with both were titains.
It's not necessarily ktusha.
Ktusha. So there were some other. Right. So okay, I hear. Interesting. So you're saying right. So therefore, you like the minchas chum that it's a mitzvah nesina. The sukkah up focusing more on the nesina to a kohen and not so much of a kedusha that has to be poda. But let me just say, from source 6, it said exactly from that pasuk, it said lo tavod b'vchor shorecha. So it says lo tavod b'vchor shorecha, aval ata oved b'vchor adam. So there's a limud in the Gemara that shows exactly that there is a kedusha that's on a b'chor behema Torah, but there's no kedusha on this kid. Like we were saying, the kid, there's the kid doesn't have kedusha. Okay.
For kedusha,
right?
Psulim Mikdashim,
right?
And like Maaseh Sheni, it's more of a monetary pidyon.
Correct. Therefore,
the pidyon of the bachor is a monetary pidyon,
right?
Because there's no kedusha like there is for bachor
beima. Bachor beima. So there definitely is a difference between being poda. When you say the word pidyon, and maybe this is what Stevie was saying. There is a pidyon when you go to the gizbar and you want to be podeh something and you add a chomesh and you're so there actually the kohen gizbar there is a has to evaluate it and be mafkia the kedusha and then it's yours as opposed to if you had meiser sheni and were podeh meiser sheni that has nothing to do with the kohen they both might have kedusha. The kedusha, of the gizbar in the basement, and the kedusha that we have ma'aser sheni. But one, you're going to need the kohen to be mafkia the kedusha, and one you can do yourself. But both of those are aspects of pidyon. But might I even want to go even less, even if you can do it, right? Right. Okay. But then it might even be less. I want to say there might not even be any pidyon going on in pidyon aben at all, because what do you have to be poder from this pasuk that we just learned? There is no kedusha for a bechor adam. So what do you have to be poder? Maybe it's purely monetary. Okay, purely monetary. And the word pidyon was just a symbolic, thing. Yeah.
So you don't bring the prototype for the pidyon of the levim. We counted the bechor.
Right.
And he matched them off. Correct. And then said these are the otafim, and these are the levim. Had to give the five shtar, which seems to be more of a prototype for.
So is that more being mafkia kedusha or is that more just monetary? How would you look at it? What happened in the psukim?
Does anybody say that there was like an original plan for the bechor to be the kohanim?
Okay.
And then,
interesting.
After
it's right,
the
original
plan.
Right.
Over.
Right. So I heard a nice dvar Torah from the Gush from Rav Liebtag, and who said the following: what would be the original plan? So the original plan, which would be the original plan, might be that every family, right, had a bechor, who was actually their spiritual, was the family rav, and that family rav can influence the family. It's beautiful to have have a rav in your family that could be mashpia of the family, and that would be a beautiful model to have, and that was the original model to have.
And serve, let's say, in the mikdash for them
but it was a family that each family had at least one kid who was like set aside, one kid who was set aside, and that could affect the family. He said, but this is again, it's a nice Dvar Torah which I've used, but what Rav Liebtag said, but there's a flaw because let's say you have a bechor. Okay? But you yourself, the father, is not a bechor. So you're going to be telling your kid, which could happen, easily happen. So you're telling your kid, you are a bechor. You have to act a certain way. You have to be a spiritual. You have to learn. You have to be the rav. Me? I'm not a bechor. So I'm still going out, and I'm still going out, doing my thing. So he says that would never work. It's a nice model to begin with, theoretically, to have a rav in each family. But you don't model education by telling the kid, this is what I want you to do. I want you to be a bechor. I want you to be the spiritual person while you're not. So therefore, he did it into the family of Kahuna, because then a Kohen, a son, only has a Kohen who's a father. So therefore, it's the behavior is, I want you to be a Kohen, but I'll model for you how to be a Kohen. So that gets transferred there.
The whole thing was related to the Bimko. Instead, after the change of the Hegel, when they sort of like stripped it away from the Bechorot.
Right.
And then they totally gave it to the Levim. That seems to be my understanding of the Chet HaEgel.
Right.
And the role of the Levim afterwards, they were not affected by the Chet HaEgel.
Right.
And they were the ones who were left to carry on to be the representatives.
Right.
Mul Hashem.
Right. So I think, okay, so here comes the, so I'm going to get to it. So I think you're right. So somehow they replaced, the Bechorim had a certain obligation to serve. That's going to be, so that's going to be Rav Ben Lash. Rav Ben Lash wanted to say, what kind of manifestation do you have? Right? So let's look at three possibilities of what the manifestation, and we'll get to it. So the first manifestation in source 7, even though we just said in source 6 that it says, Avalata Obeid Bechor Adam, it's only Bechor Behema that has from birth, has Kedusha, but there's no Isser Imshtamshus for Bechor Adam. However, the Svarno seems to say in source 7, Vayu Bechorei Yisrael Ru'uyim Lilkot Imam Alderech Penti Sefer Bavon Ha'ir. The Bechorim during the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, were Ru'uyim. They were supposed to get dyed just like the Bechorim and be swept up in Makos Bechoros. However, Bitzilam, but Hashem saved them, Bamashek Dishim Lo, that Hashem made them Kadosh, and that's what saved them, those Bechorim. But Ofim Cho Bechori Adam B'Yisrael Kamo Nazirim O Yosir, what kind of Kedusha does a Bechor Adam have, like the Kedusha of a Nazir or more, that Miuchudam Lavot HaKel Yitbarach, that they have to have a Kedusha now that they're serving Hashem, Va'asurim Ba'avodos Hedjot. The Svarno actually says, I mean, I don't understand how he draws it with source 6, but he seems to be saying that there is an Isser, there really is. Do you know why you're being Podek Kedusha from your Bechor? Because the Bechor Adam really is Kadosh, just like he said at the end, where I underlined, Vasurim Bavados Hedjot, there's an Isser Imshtamshus for that, so there really is a pigeon going on. Rav, there's something that Rav Ben Nosh wanted to say differently. He says that no one says this in Isser Imshtamshus. We never saw that anywhere else. And one other source would be back to source 1. The Rambam would give a second explanation. If you looked at the end of the second law, Viralano Nasina Hazos Echtia Behu, where I underline Behu Shinibdo Min HaKohen Ukiilu. I bolded that word, ki'ilu, they focused on, hu kvar zachabo, it's as if the shevet of kuhuna has rights to this baby. Doesn't really, we saw that we really doesn't have rights, but the mitzvah is to treat this ceremony going on, this pidgin going on, like the kuhuna, the shevet kuhuna has rights in the baby. So that's how he gets out of it. There is really no Kedusha to the baby. Also, why are you podet? The mitzvah is to act like there is Kedusha on the baby, even though there isn't. That was the Kohen. And the last idea might be coming from the Psukim of switching the Kohanim and the Bechorim and Rav Ben Nosh wanted to say, it's not like they have in Isserim Shtamshus, that they themselves are Kadosh. It's that they have an obligation to serve. That's their Kedusha. The Bechor was set aside to serve in the Mikdash. So this Bechor that's even born now, you're right, it's not Kadosh like a Korban that has any Isserim Shtamshus. We disagree with the Svarno. But it has Kedusha, and how is that manifested? That it normally would have an obligation, a Bechor would have an obligation to go to the Mikdash and serve, and then you do a Pidyon HaBen, and that takes it off. And even, of course, a Bechor that's a Yisrael can't go serve. You know, there's an issue of Zar, but really it's more like looking at it, hopefully I'm not getting too complicated, looking at it, he has this Chiyav, and looking at it, but then he has a Ptur because he's a Zar. Once he's Podet, then he doesn't even have a Chiyav to serve anymore. So those were three things that maybe are you being Podet. Are you being Podet in actual Kedusha like the Sforno, like, you know, that there's Isser and Sashus? Or the Rambam says, the Pidyon is Ki'ilu, that he belongs to the Shev. That the mitzvah is to act like he belongs even though he doesn't, or you say that the Kedusha that's being Paka is this Chiv to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and once you give the 5 Slayim, then that obligation falls off your son. No, it's saying that it's שאחרי ש...
אחרי שפדו אותו. הגמרא אומרת, לא תעבוד בבכור שורך. כן.
Yeah.
כי בכור שור לא פודים אותו, צריכים לתת אותו להשם.
לא תעבוד בבכור
שורך. כשאתה פודה אותו, אתה כן יכול לעבוד בו, זאת אומרת שהוא כבר לא קדוש, כי הוא פדו.
אבל אתה עובד בבכור אדם... Oh, why? Well, no, but, אבל אתה עובד... Somehow the Gemara was saying, אבל אתה עובד בבכור אדם, meaning from the moment that it was born, even before Pidjon. I'm trying to remember, but that's how the Gemara flowed. That petach hamor tifteh b'seh. After the pigeon, right. But I think the Gemara understood it that there was no, you know, that there was no iser by a bechor behema tahora from the moment it's born there was a kedusha, and by a child there wasn't. That's how I understood it.
That gets the moon. Right, he has a moon. So you can eat him, right?
Right.
But you can't work with him. Isn't there still an egg?
I don't. Still I'm not holding and touch him.
Still an easter to work with him.
You can't work with him.
You can't work with him. You can't use him anyway.
It just has to die.
And the whole thing is
in general. It's only, yeah.
Right. And if he has a mum, then you're saying...
You have to eat him.
It's not perfect.
Okay, so now let's talk about seven nafkaminas between again. So I thought we had this, we wanted to say, is the mitzvah of pidyon haben just a mitzvah of giving five shlamim maybe to the kohen, or is it there also a pidyon going on? So I didn't see it in Sorah, but I heard Rav Ben Narsh say that there's a bahag in source 8 that says that he has a shita that says that you would have to give not five slime, but six slime. You'd have to add a chomesh to be put. So obviously, according to the Bahag, there's an actual pidyon going on. And just like every other pidyon, you add a chomesh. So too, you would add a chomesh. And the ones, the Ramban, that argues on the Bahag, either would say, no, it's just a monetary thing. Or even if there is a pidyon going on, here the Torah told us what the price of the kohen is. It's five slime. And other places, you know, to be poti, you have to add a chomish. Here it's telling you, you know, what it is. And five is enough. You don't need any more. You don't have to add the chomish.
You add the chomish when you have an evaluation.
Uh-huh.
It has a certain value. So you have to add a chomish to the value.
Right.
If you're doing it for yourself.
Right. Right. Okay. So that was one nafkamina. Again, Machlokas Bahag said six line. Ramban says no, you know, just five.
Actually, though, without being picky, it should be six and a quarter. I mean, right here, pidyon, it's chalcha mishkabar.
Uh-huh. It's 20% of the final version.
Right. Okay. The second nafkamina would be a minhag of the gaonim, a minhag of the gaonim that's brought down in the sefer chonech, and the Rush is going to argue on it. But there's a minhag of the gaonim. So when we do pidyon haben, so the father makes a bracha, pidyon haben, the father makes a shechiyanu, and then the father gives over the money, and the kohen gives a bracha to the baby, and then the gaonim say, and we don't do it, it's not in our siddurim, I think, but the gaonim say that the kohen is going to make the following bracha in source 9. B'shem v'malchus. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddush ubor b'mei imo, u'l'arba'im yom cholak et evarav, ramachei ve'rim, v'akakach napach neshama bo, Hashem blew a neshama into this ubar, and he quotes a pasuk, and clothed him with or and basar. This whole long bracha, and he has two machei ha'shores, this baby, and Yehi Ratzon B'Fanech, in the very second to last line, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Shekashim Shezachit Aviv Liftoso Kein Tzizuchu L'Torah L'Chupel Masim Tovim Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh B'Chor Yisrael L'Fid Yonam. So there's a bracha that's brought down in the Gaonim that the Kohen makes at the Pidyon Haben. So the Rush says two things. First, it has two objections. We're not going to make this bracha. The first one is a thing that this bracha is not found in the Gemara. And we don't make brachas that are not found in the Gemara. Lo nagu levarcha koin bracha zu, b'tzarfatu v'ashkenaz. De lo matzinu, source 10, shemavachim shum bracha shelo husku b'mishno b'tosefto b'gemara. So that was it. But then, the Rush gives a second answer. V'od lama yivarech ha-koin. Eino ose shum mitzvah. Ela makabel matonot kahuna. That very much sounds like the Kohen is very passive here. The Kohen accepts the five slayim, but he's not really doing anything. So why is the Kohen making a bracha? The Abba, the Av makes a bracha. But why is this bracha? What is the Kohen making that bracha? He's really not doing anything. So that was the do you make this bracha or not would be the second nafkamina. If you think there's a pidgin going on, maybe that's more of a reason for this Kohen to make the bracha. If there's no pidgin going on, there's no need for the Kohen to make the bracha. Okay. The source 11 says, what about giving the money not to a Kohen, but to a Kohenet, to a female Kohen? So there is matnas kahuna. So there is the whole 10th parak in Chumblin, which is... Zroa, lechayim, and keva. There are parts of the animal of chulin animal. Chulin, you shech the chulin animal that you have to give these parts of the animal to the kohen as matnas kahuna. They have no kedusha. They have no kedusha, but they're monetary value, and as monetary value, that and you give them to the kohen. And so the Gemara learns, or the next Rav Ula, it's actually Machlokas Ula and Rav Yishmael, but we paskin. The Rambam paskins like Ula, and I saw in the Yad Ramah, there's also you can give to a kohenet, and I'll tell you exactly what he said. Ula havayav matnasa lekahanta. He used to give his matnas kuna to a female Kohen, and they talk about, what about the female Kohen is now already married to Yisrael? You can give it not only to the Kohenet, you can give it to the husband of the Kohenet. It's like you gave it to her, and you know, and then they can, and that also they can all eat it. So what I want to say, the Yamshel Shlomo said, what happens if you have a Kohenet who is married, a Kohenet, or give it to a Kohen who is in the Am Haaretz. So give to a Kohen Am Haaretz or a Kohenet, even if she's married to a Yisrael, but you know, Yisrael who's learned. So I think the Yamshel Shlomo is to give it to the Kohenet. So you can give Matnas Kahuna to the Kohenet. So one side would say, there's a tzad in Tosfos, so there's a, so here. So there's a tzad in Tosfos says, just like you can give, this is going to be source 11. Just like you can give Matnas Kahuna to a Kohenet, he wants to say that you can also give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohenet, even to the husband of the Kohenet. Just like you can give the Matnas Kahuna to the husband of the Kohenet, so too you can do that for Pidyon HaBen. There are other people who are going to say, no, maybe by Pidyon HaBen, I would agree, you know, by straight Matnas Kahuna, I would agree you can give to a Kohenet. But maybe by Pidyon HaBen there's a special pasuk of Venasata Kesef La'aron, so maybe you can't do it. But again, by looking at if you can give it to a Kohenet, so then you would say if it's like Matnas Kahuna, so therefore it's just monetary chov, so just like a monetary chov of the Matnas Kahuna you can give to a Kohenet, so to Pidyon HaBen you can give to a Kohenet. If you think there's a Pidyon going on, then you might say, look, a Kohenet can get just money, but to actually be Podek Kedusha, that you might need a Kohen. So that was source 11, where it talked about Rav Kahana. There was a Rav Kahana that Shakol Sudra B'Pidyon HaBen, that accepted a, I think it was a hat or some fabric, for Pidyon HaBen. And so it sounds like Rav Kahana was a Kohen, but there's a Gemara that says maybe he wasn't a Kohen. So it's two. So one answer Tosfos gives, there was two. There were two Rav Kahanas, Therefore, right. And then there's the second answer.
You weren't all related.
And then the second answer in Tosos, okay. Inami, the second to last line, Yeshlomba, the Bishvil Ishto Hayer Lokeach, Kedashkam Barakat Zora, like we said in Chulin, Rav Kahana Achel Bishvil Ishto. So just like Rav Kahana ate Matnas Kahuna, because his wife was a Kohenet, so too Rav Kahana even accepted Pidyon HaBen, because his wife was a Kohenet, so therefore you're saying maybe that's all because it's equated to Matnas Kahuna, where it's just a monetary chol. Okay. Okay. So source 13 was just the Encyclopedia Talmudit, where I just told you that the pidyon haben does a machlokas rishonim. Some say that you can give it to a kohenet, but most of the rishonim say you can't give pidyon haben to a kohenet. But that's because of a pasuk, v'nasata kesef la aron. However, by straight matnas kahuna, I think you know you would be able to give it to a kohenet, and if you really do equate it to zroa lechayayim and keva, then maybe you can give it to a kohenet too. Okay, the next the fourth nafkamina would be what about a very similar instead of a kohenet? What about a kohen katan? So again, also I just brought down a pri chadash in source 14, the mutalita in the kohen katan. And again, it sounds like just, and he says, because just like you can be makne money to a katan, right? Your das can give money to the katan. So too here, your das can give the five slaim to the kohen katan. But if there was an actual pidyon that had to be done, of course a katan doesn't sound like he would have the das to do that. So that would be the fourth nafkamina. Number five, which is in source 15, goes, what about a das kohen at all? What, you know, smichas das of the kohen? And here we talk in Kiddushin, talks the following gemara. There's a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef that, you know, that a woman could be, you can be mekadesh a woman in kesef shtarubia. And not only kesef, the Gemara, you can also use shava kesef. So, there's a question with shava kesef: does it have to have an appraisal shava or not? So the Gemara there talks about: let's say you gave the woman a roll of silk, a roll of silk. So Rabba says she knows at least shava pruta, and she looks at it and says, well, this is enough for me. You know, I'll be happy with this. So therefore, Rabba says she's mekudeshes if she accepts it. And Rav Yosef says, no, the silk needs to be appraised in order for it to, for the kedushin to be chal. Now there's two, now here it gets to that. There's a lishna kama and a lishna basra. Two reasons they explain, the Gemara explains why according to Rav Yosef it needs to be appraised. So the first reason has to do, lishna kama is equated to smichas das, and says like the following: a woman, you could be mekadesh a woman with a pruta, but the woman might not want to accept kedushin for just a pruta. Woman might say, "I want 100, I want 1,000, I want 10,000." You know? So a woman has to, for her, you know, has to know wants to know exactly what she's getting before she So therefore, having this roll of silk without an appraisal is going to be a pagam in the smichas das of the woman, and therefore Rav Yosef says she's not. Not Makudash. However, the listener Basa says, no, as long as she knows it's more than a pruta and she's happy with it, you know, like, what's the problem? Why do you need an appraisal? Yeah, still, you would need an appraisal. Why? According to the Lishna Basra, that has to do with a technical din in Shava Kesef. Kesef Keshava Kesef. So we know that you can give Mekadesh a woman Kesef Shtar Bia Kesef, but Shava Kesef they learn from that. But Shava Kesef has to be Dumya the Kesef. And just like Kesef is Katsutz, has a fixed price, So too the Shava Kesef has nothing to do with Smichas Das. She has 100%, Das that she should be happy with it. Still, there's a technicality that the object, the Chetza of the Kedushin of Shava Kesef has to be Katsutz, just like Kesef is. Then that's why Rav Yosef says that she's not Mekudosh with just a roll of silk. So that was the Lishna. So the Lishna Kama, hold on. The Lishna Kama had Smichas Das, and the Lishna Brasra had Katsus. You know, it was something had to be had to have a you know a fixed appraisal cost. So let me just, so, well, yeah, we can stop.
No, I was just going to say, that's what, is that why we use a plain gold ring?
Yes, I think so. Right, and not a diamond ring, because people don't, is this diamond ring X amount of money or X plus, or X plus a thousand? You know, you want, the woman wants to know what, you know, what she's getting.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, but is a tabat Shava Kesef or Kesef? Is it is Shava Kesef? Because Kesef is only coin. Kesef is not. You can't. It's a silver bar. Is not. Is Shava Kesef? Is not Kesef? Okay. So, but at least it's more right. But at least I guess they say this arranged. They know that a ring of you know, while diamonds, if you don't have a loop on, you know, you could be off by a lot. You can be off by a lot, right? So right, okay. So here's the next source. So 15 goes along and says, Rav Yosef wants to bring a proof. Remember, Rav Yosef says if it doesn't have an appraisal, Shava Kesef is no good. That was by Kedushin. So he says the same thing he brings a source that says the same thing by Pidyon HaBen. Egel zeh lepidyon bini, source 15. I'm going to give you this egel to the kohen for the pidyon haben, but it doesn't have an appraisal on that egel. Talit zeh lepidyon bini. I'm going to give you this talit, but it doesn't have an appraised yet. Lo amar klum. So you see, if it doesn't have an appraisal, you can't use it for pidyon haben.
I don't think you have to have an appraisal. It has to have. Be given with the exact value in mind, because he's the example. He says the eagle's a kit is the five slaim for the pidyon.
Right. Really, I mean, this is how I think
accept this as five slaim because
right, right. But I think the way I'm trying to remember was the Rashba or the Marsha was saying no. It's talking about an appraisal and eagle's a bechamei slaim, even though the pidyon bini doesn't mean. Accepted for five slime, except this egel which has been appraised for five slime. That's how they read the Gemara. And talazu b'chamei shlam, which has been appraised for five slime, and then it is paduk. So then there's a question: when we said that this egel, right, which didn't have an appraisal, is no good for pidyon haben, so is that a proof to the? Why is it no good? Do we say give the reason of the Lishna Kama? It's no good because. Just like a woman needs to know exactly how much it's worth in order to accept Kedushin, so too the Kohen has to know how much it's worth in order to effectuate the pidyon. Right? So,
because the value is prescribed in the pasuk.
No, he's saying that it's not just that it needs to be a minimum of five. He needs to know smichus das. This is going to be Tosus and the Atzmas Yosef. Wants to say that the Kohen needs smichas das, doesn't need to just know it's five shlomim, needs to know the exact price, just like a woman needs to know the exact price in order. So, but other people argue, the Pnei Yeshua and the Pri Chodesh says, what is this source 17? I understand the woman needs to know exact price because she might want to be accept Kedushin only if it's worth a certain amount. So she needs an appraisal to know exactly what it is. What is a Kohen's getting? Is accepting a matana? Is getting money? The Kohen won't affect the pidyon haben won't affect if as long as it's worth five shlomim. He needs to know that it's worth $103, $1,002. Why does he need? Why does a Kohen need to have smichas das to that level? Ma ichbat lan source 17 isamcha daita the Kohen olo. It makes no sense. So therefore they said no. The whole it doesn't go lishna kama. We're not talking about any. Lack of Gemira Smichas Das by the Kohen. It makes no sense. The Kohen doesn't need it. What we're talking about here is, no, the rule of Shava Kesef needs to be appraised. Has to be Katsus. Has to, no. Shava Kesef, remember we said there's a rule, just like Kesef is a fixed amount, so too Shava Kesef has to have a fixed amount, and that would apply. That makes sense. You know, if that's the rule, then of course, then anything you know you needs to be appraised if you're using it as Shava Kesef. So that machlokes between the Tosos, let me just finish, Tosos and the Asavas Yosef, who says the Kohen needs Smichas Das. It sounds like he needs Smichas Das. You know why? Because he actually is doing something. We thought, you know, he's doing something, he's actually being Poda. To be Poda, he needs Smichas Das for him to you know, to give it up. It's like a Mekach Memkar. I'm not going to sell it to you until I exactly know how much you're giving me. However, the Pnei Yeshua and the Pri Chodesh are saying, It's only I have a mitzvah to give you five slime. Your das is almost irrelevant, is irrelevant, and therefore you don't need to have smichas das. Okay, I needed to give you something which appraised because that's the nature of make sure it's five slime, or even if you know it's five slime, that's the nature of shava kesef, the chetza of shava kesef that needs to be appraised.
אני רוצה אולי זה מה שלני התכוון, אני חושב שבפדיון הבן יש משהו יותר חזק בצורך שזה יהיה חמישה סלעים. כשפודים בהמה או חמור, יש לזה ערך, אפשר לבדוק כמה שווה הפרה הזאת בשוק, למכור אותה, כמה אנשים רוצים זה, אתה צריך לתת תמורה איזה משהו אחר. אין ערך לילד, אי אפשר להגיד כמה הילד הזה היה שווה. אז התורה קבעה שכל הילדים כולם שווים חמישה סלעים.
Right.
אז חשוב שיהיה העניין הזה של החמישה סלעים, אתה לא יכול להגיד, אני נותן תלית בשביל הבן שלי. אין משהו שהוא כמו הבן שלי. חמישה סלעים חייב להיות, זה יותר אפילו מכסף שווה כסף בעיניי, זה צורך שזה יהיה...
But I think that is, I think the smichas das that the Kohen want is even higher than saying that I know it accepts five slayim. He needs to know exact, according to the Atzmas Yosef and the Tosos, I think it's saying, you know, strangely or not, you know, that it's, he's not good enough for the Kohen to say I know it's five slayim and the Torah said five slayim, that I think it needs to be exactly because I'm involved in a mechira. I'm selling you back your son, and in any sale, you know, a seller needs to know what he's getting in order to say, okay, I'll go ahead and sell it to you. You know, because if he doesn't really know what he's doing, he might not have full gemiras das to sell it to you. So again, those might be the two tzedim. So that was that sort, that nafkamina, the das of the Kohen. The last two, source 18, there's a Shulchan Aruch that says that the ein ha'av yochel liftos al yedei shaliach. So that the av, now here I'm going by, remember all these things with pigeon. Yeah.
If you do erchin.
Yeah. There's a fixed amount of.
Fixed amount of a ben chodesh. Ben chamesh.
Oh, good, yeah.
Oh,
excellent. So erchin, and okay, so erchin. Okay, excellent. So there's consistency in the Torah. Okay, so the Mechaber says ve'ena av yochel liftos al yedei shaliach, that they and now I'm focusing, if there is a pigeon, remember I said there's a pigeon from the Gizbar that maybe the Kohen is actively involved, but there's a pigeon of Meiser Sheni that maybe that the Av can do it all. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger, when it says, try to explain the Mechaber, when it says the father can do pigeon aben according to the shaliach, he says we're not talking about appointing a shaliach to give the five slime. That he can do. But to actually to effectuate the pigeon, that can only happen from the father, or shaliach can't do that. Let's read source 19. You can't do that. What does he mean? What did the Mechaber mean? The shaliach can't do the pigeon. That he can't say, with this money, the son will be poda. The father can appoint a shaliach to give the money to the Kohen, but it's the father who's saying, the father himself is saying, Omer b'baos elu shani makne lechad, with these five slime that I'm giving over to you, so we say that the pigeon, the actual, here the father's doing the pigeon, but the father only, if there is an actual pigeon, so if there was only a monetary going, so you give it to a shaliach, and it's okay. And that might be the gra, and the gra argues, and the Machne Ephraim saying, what? There is no pidyon going on. And it's okay to just give it to the shaliach and the shaliach to give the most, and that's all you need. The af acher, even someone else in source 20, the gross says, yachol liftos, afilu below dato shala av. Anybody, because it's just like you can be, there's a phrase, you can be pareya chov bal kor, Mishu acher, I'm trying to remember, Piron Chov, but it was another phrase. Piron Chov, but not Baal Korcho, but even without his das, you know, something like that. So that's what I think you want to say might be operating here. And then Mach Nefraim also, the Pidyon HaBen, Yochol Acher Liftoso Shalom Midaito. So again, they might say the Shaliach or someone else can just give it. It might be just a monetary Chov, while the Mechaber... Well, the Mechaber, let me just finish the sentence and then you'll see. And then, but the Mechaber is saying, no, but there's a pidyon going on and that can't be done by a shliach, it has to be done by the father.
It's interesting, these cases here, just like Gemara in Kedusha,
yeah,
says that unlike Mila, which is a mitzvah, Abala Ben,
right,
then it goes to Betin.
Betin, and then goes to the kid, and right?
Goes to the kid,
right.
Pidyon and
Ben. It doesn't. Okay, excellent.
It goes to the father and jumps directly to the kid.
Excellent. Okay.
So, seemingly, no, a third party may not just have the bill.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, here, it does, right, this doesn't go to the community, it doesn't go to Basin, it goes to, however, it actually, and that's the last, he brought down the last one between, let's look at source 22 and then 23. Source 22, the Sefer Chinuch says, "Ha'av chayv le'olam liftos b'no va'filu acha shehigdil habein." Even after the son grows up, ha'mitzumu telasa'av. So he wants to say the Minchas Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch wants to say that is not paka. The chiv on the father is not paka, except that now the son, now he's bar mitzvah, he can also be poda himself. He wanted to say, I don't know if it's mukhrach, but he wanted to say. He, what meaning Rav Asher Weiss, in source 23, he thought the Rambam might be saying, Avra'av, the father did not velopa dahu, and didn't do pidyon, kishi yagdil yavda et atzmo. Then it goes to himself. Maybe it is paka from the father, and then it goes to the son. So he wanted to say possibly if it was just a chov mamon. I don't know which way to go, but he wanted to say if it is a chov mamon, he thought the chov mamon would never be paka. You had a chov earlier, the father, so you have a chov now, and he thought that was the sefer chinuch, maybe l'shitaso that looks at it as just one source that we saw at the beginning, and it's all just a chiv mamon, and therefore it stays with the father. You know, but it's not paka from the father, at least that. But the Rambam who wanted to say there's an active pidyon going on, and he gave two sources for the mitzvah. So he wanted to say, well, if there's an active pidyon, so then we can say once he's a gadol, so then it flips over, maybe like Mila, where it goes to the son, and the father goes away. In Mila, the father goes away when he's a gadol, or it's still a chiyav for the father. Okay.
עבר האב פירושו, האב עבר על העבירה, הוא לא עשה את המצווה של פדיון הבן, אז הבן יכול לפדות במקום זה, הוא לא אמר שהאב לא יכול לפדות אחר כך, או לא צריך, האב הזה הוא אב שלא פודה.
It's before us the Gemara that the son was going to put himself the father.
Right. No, but the question is, that's fine. Everyone agrees. So I guess they both agree. I mean, I wasn't saying clear. They both agree that now the son can be poda himself. The question is, can the Av still be poda? Can the Av still be poda? And again, it's according to the Sefer Chinuch, for sure, yes. According to the Rambam, if you read it a certain way, it might not be mukrach, but maybe saying that the Av lost, it doesn't have. So they go, okay.
I don't remember exactly where I heard it from, but there was a minhag for a yatom. If the father dies,
right,
you have a problem because there's no one who could be pulled to him except right. himself,
right? And he doesn't know. They wore a chain.
And they put it on as a necklace.
A necklace on his
hand. Wear this. That this he coin says
until he's old enough to be potent.
Correct. I've heard that. So let me just sum up, and then we're done. So we wanted to know, you know, is there a pigeon? So we said there could be a sound. It sounds like pigeon aben. So from the word, it sounds like there is a pigeon going on. However, we saw that there was no manifestation of Kedusha. So why are we, you know, what kind of pigeon really is going on? Then we said maybe that there's three levels of maybe of manifestation. Maybe we wanted to say, according to the Sforno, there really is an Isser Shtamshus like a korban. We found that a little bit difficult. The Rambam says Ki'ilu. He tries to get out of it. Yes, it doesn't have any real Kedusha, but the Torah is telling you to act like it does, and that's why you have to go through this pigeon. And the last, where Benish, we thought maybe even from the Pesukim and Chumash, it sounded like he had the Kedusha was a chiyuv to serve in the Beis HaMikdash like a Kohen, and that would be, and that's what you're being podeh with the Chamesh Sloim. Nafka Mina is to say, is it just a monetary chov? The mitzvah is just a monetary chov of the father to pay Chamesh Sloim to the Kohen, or is there an actual pigeon going on? So we saw the Bahad said six Sloim, so obviously he holds that there's an obvious pigeon going on. There's a, what about the bracha that the Kohen says? So the Rush says, I don't understand why the Gaonim brought down this bracha, but I don't understand why would a Kohen make this bracha? He's just accepting these five Sloim. He says, Shum Mitzvah, he doesn't do Shum Mitzvah, Ela Makabel Matnas Kahuna. So, you know, why is he making a bracha? The third Nafka Mina was, what about a Kohenet? And we saw that can accept Matnas Kahuna. So, and we saw a Tosos right there in Kedushin that he equates, he says it was a Rath Kahana who even accepted, just like he can accept Matnas Kahuna for his wife who was a Kohenet, he accepted Pidyon Oben. So therefore, and that sounds much more like it's Matnas Kahuna, I mean it's a monetary chov, but just like Matnas Kahuna has no Kedusha, there's no pigeon going on because there's no, you're not being mafkia any Kedusha here. Then we saw maybe not only Kohenes, what about, we saw the Prichodesh who said a Kohen Katan, and you know, gave the same reason, a Kohen Katan, that you could be makne the five Sloim to a Kohen Katan, but then that again, it's just a financial transaction going on. We wouldn't endow a Katan with the power to do a real pigeon, to be mafkia the Kedusha. We want to know, we spent a lot of time on the Dasa, the Smichas Dasa of the Kohen, and that was that whole Rav Yosef in terms of Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, and there was this Lishna Kama that says a woman needs Smichas Das, that's why this roll of silk need to be a praet. So too, a Kohen, when he accepts the Egel, doesn't needs to know exactly how much this Shavak Kesef costs. And that was what Tosus was and Atzmas Yosef was saying. But then we saw the Pnei Yeshua and the Prichadah says, I understand it. Smichas Das by a woman accepting Kedusha, by Kedushin, but I don't understand why a Kohen who's just receiving the five Slaim, sounds like it's just a monetary thing. Why does he need to have Smichas Das? Then we talked possibly a Shaliach. Again, a Shaliach to be Podeh, the son, and so the Mechaber thought that the father, you know, couldn't do that through a shaliach, had to do it himself. We're not talking about the Nesinas HaKesef, but the actual pigeon, and it seemed like some other people, the Gra and the Machne Ephraim, were saying that other people can do the pigeon, seem to say that it's only, just like another person could do Piron Chov for you. I think that was what I was looking for. So maybe, you know, here too. And then there was a little confusing one because it was a little forced, but there is a machlokas, which, you know, definitely the Sefer Chinuch says that the father still has a Chov to do pigeon aben. We're not sure about the Rambam, but if the Rambam doesn't say, then it's paka. So maybe he wanted to say, again, the Minchas Hashem wanted to say that a chov would continue for the father, but pigeon maybe can then jump from the father to the son, a chia pigeon. So that was a...
There's two philosophical sides to it.
Yes.
The chov could be... either because of the Kohen, like Tzadik Kohen, everything is first, or because of Makat Bechorot.
Right.
And then it's a okay. Chov, and on the other hand, it's intrinsic. So
So the Bikurim model is more of an intrinsic model, right. And the historical is a debt that you have to. Yeah, I like it.
I think I heard that also from the
Gush,
maybe the same Rav Lipach year.
Okay, good. I like it.
How do you
Ben Cohen doesn't have
it. Yeah, so right. So it is
work this in.
Yeah. which is because they said it's Peter Rechem, and then the woman's involved, so therefore they give that, right, so they give that
Why would that matter? Why, according to either of these,
right?
I can understand, a Kohen farmer has to give truma.
Right.
So, a Kohen gives a carbon has to give a matnas kohen. So he give it to himself? Or
right,
can't
no, so I think they want to say it was a kal v'chomer for a Kohen, for a real Kohen or a Levi, since a Kohen doesn't, you know, is being poda. Other people surely, for I didn't see the Gemara inside, but I think it was sort of like a kal v'chomer while if you're a Kohen or a Levi, and if you're a bas Kohen or a bas Levi, I think they said it's that same halacha would apply because since it's Peter Rechem and we see it's applying to her, so those halachas also we look at her status also.
I was
so
wondering
we look
if
at her
you can try to use
too.
That in one way or the other. Because it's true, either of these two points, but I don't really see that it would help in either way. I think you can go, you probably use
the Kohenes. So if the Kohenes has a patur, does that look like more of a chov or look more like a real pigeon going on? I have to think about it. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing jumped out at me. I'm starting to think about it right now either. Anyway, Ram will tell
you. Thank you.